You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, January 25th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint, 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we are here to connect you with the guests that we have in studio today. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And you can also catch us on our podcast. And in studio right now, we have Devi Adeya, the spiritual entrepreneur. And we're going to be talking about growing your business through podcasting. Devi, it's so exciting to have your wealth of information on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Tina. It's a real honor to get to be here with you.
Wonderful. And a little bit about Devi. She is a host of the Spiritual Entrepreneur Podcast on Purpose podcast and Devi TV, the podcast. Devi is recognized as an icon influence in the new media space, and her show, The Spiritual Entrepreneur, was nominated for Podcast People's Choice Award in 2019. Devi, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
And in addition to hosting her own podcast, Devi helps other leaders to launch their own podcast-driven or purpose-driven podcast through her Podcast on Purpose online academy and VIP events. Devi also works with spiritual entrepreneurs and leaders to bring a conscientious upgrade to their business, life, and mission in the world. When she is not serving or interviewing leaders in the industry, Devi enjoys making music, doing yoga, and spending time with her husband and their adorable fur babies in their home in San Diego, California.
Sweet. Well, Devi, again, we're so excited to have you. And I don't know if this just meant to be, but we're leaning into our podcast now, too. So your advice cannot come in at a better time. Through your words, though, why podcast? Why is podcast a good thing to start?
So a lot of the advertising agencies, over 50% of advertising agencies, use podcasting as their source of advertising because of the loyal relationship it builds with the listeners. The average podcast listener will listen to 100% of the episode. And so it's just a way to develop a deep, loyal, loving relationship with your ideal clients, your ideal listeners. And you'll find that when you have a podcast, a lot of times you get a lot more time with the listener. So like in their day-to-day life, at the gym, in the car, typically they're listening where they do their life, and you build a deeper connection with more time. And a really unique way that I find is really unique to podcast and radio too, but podcasting has really become kind of the new on-demand place where people go to get that.
Yeah, and that's amazing. 80% listen to 100% of the podcast. You know, when you know the statistics of what they say people listen on a video and why videos are so short, that's unbelievable. So let's talk about, and yeah, our show is radio plus podcast. So we have the best of both worlds there. So let's talk, Devi, about the main benefits of having your own podcast as a business owner.
Yeah, so first of all, you'll build really loyal relationships with your ideal clients, listener base, in the industry that you're really wanting to become established as an expert in. You will become the most connected person you know in your industry when you have your own show, especially if you have an interview-style podcast, because you'll find that you start to bring on people that are industry experts, and the relationships typically don't stop there. You'll start to build relationships spending, 40 minutes, to an hour, how long my episodes are, with different people in the industry has really changed the face of my business. You can stage swap, which is really podcasting is another form of a platform for having a stage to share your message and your products, your services. You can podcast swap with other people where you have them on your show and you go on their show. It's an asset that you can leverage. There's so many amazing things that happen to your podcast, and you develop really this unique relationship. I've had people that feel like they know me better than their next door neighbor. And yes. I feel that way too of the people I listen to.
Yeah, and it's so true. You're really leveling yourself up to the highest level. And when you've got a platform to where you can help people showcase what they're passionate about, it's a really powerful thing. And, you know, I always say it's, you can go to a networking group to meet people so you can grow your business and give them a business card and hope that you connect afterwards, or you can invite them to be a guest on your podcast show. And there's going to be a sense of urgency that they want to connect with you. Also, you know, I love how you talked about swap podcast. You can also, if you do live events, I can't tell you how many speakers that I've had that have a speaker fee, and they do not charge me a speaker fee for my live event because I showcase them on my radio show / podcast show. So it's such a great way to be able to connect and, you know, level up everything that you're doing in your business.
It's such a good point. And you can even get press passes. I've had some people, I have on my podcast On Purpose show, we talk about podcasters, so we talk to podcasters and how they're using their podcast. And one of the women I had on was talking about how she goes to all the conferences that would normally be thousands of dollars as press, and she meets the VIPs behind that are speakers that you couldn't connect with in the industry unless you were in that room. They kind of come in and go, and she'll, you know, take pictures of them from the front row of the event and then send them out in press, you know, and send them copies of them as well, and create connections and with people you wouldn't normally get to connect with. So there's just so many ways you can use your podcast as an asset for growing your business.
I just wrote down, looked at Keelan, my co-host over here, and wrote down ad press with exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I mean, that is what a key takeaway. And I've had my show for a decade, and you know, I haven't utilized it for that. And what a great idea. Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Huh. That's exactly what I was going to respond with. I was like, light bulb immediately.
Yeah.
Like, yes,
we need to be doing and going into these events with ad press.
It's so much fun, too.
Yeah.
Well, I can already see, I mean, through anything in life, you know, the number one objection, what does it cost? You know, and just so getting your feedback, what does it cost to start a podcast?
So it depends upon how much of the podcast you want to do on your own. So typically you can launch your show for less than a couple hundred dollars in terms of just getting the like basic equipment. If you're not doing it in a fancy studio, right? If you're just doing it from home, I recommend a microphone that's $79. You can get a nice headset and a stand for not too much money. You can use Zoom to do your interviews. If you want to obviously scale it up, you can scale it up all the way to a really nice studio like we're speaking in now. But you can really get started for not that much money. A media host will cost you $20 or so a month if you use something like Libsyn. And then basically what you're going to be paying for is having your editing, if you want to have someone edit the show and or do any show notes for you. And that's optional. You can do it yourself. I did it myself for, I don't know, close to, I think, almost 100 episodes of my show, maybe more.
Oh, my God.
But I highly encourage you, if editing is not your thing, you don't want to pod fade, so you can outsource that. And that's usually like 40 to 60, depending upon what you're wanting, an episode. And that would depend on how many episodes you do a month for your show.
Yeah. And, you know, all our listeners know that Keelan and I are local mortgage experts, but also that I'm a coach of One Time Your Business, which is about time management, business efficiency at the highest level possible. And I'm here to tell you, on week 6, I talk about embracing your strengths and hiring out your weaknesses. You do not want to do the editing on your own. Even if you love editing, if that's not what you do, your time needs to be spent in high level activities. And that is not doing the behind the scenes things, but keeping yourself in front of the scenes, because we can't make more hours, but we can make more out of the hours that we have. So Debbie, let's talk about, what is one of your favorite system hacks for podcasting?
Yeah, and I just want to say, I loved your One Time Your Business course, and it was life-changing for me. So
Thanks. Yeah,
and it actually inspired me to do this hack. So one of the things that I was doing early on was I was actually managing all of the guests back and forth of having them on the show, giving their bio, getting their picture, like putting the show topic together. And I was like, there has got to be a better way.
Yes.
So I could outsource that to someone who would then be doing the same thing I was doing, which is really inefficient, or I could systematize it and one time it. So I got Acuity Scheduling, which is a scheduling system, kind of like Calendly, you'll hear people talk about. And basically I have it set up where it's automated, where all the whole guest onboarding process is handled, where they get a link and then they put their name and their email, their topic, their show description, and an image, and it all gets loaded into Acuity. They pick their time, and I actually introduce guests from my iPhone because it shows up in my calendar.
Yes.
Directly, and it saves so much time that you would normally waste, doing the back and forth that you don't need to be doing.
Exactly. I love that, and thank you for giving a shout out for my coaching program being an inspiration to that. Yeah, we don't have to book anybody. They go to the online calendar, they book their calendar mm-hmm. or their schedule, and don't worry about coming up with questions and all of that in our pregame form. They come up with their own questions. Let them, literally, Keelan and I prepare for, I've got time blocked 30 minutes before I come into the studio to prepare for it, and really it takes me about 15. Everything else is done through automated system, and Victoria, our director of marketing, she does a lot of the really cool, photos and all of that great stuff. But behind the scenes video and, but yeah, there's so much time that people could waste on that that is not needed.
Absolutely. And if you guys have not checked out her One Time Your Business, you need to. It's
thanks, Debbie.
Fantastic.
OneTimeYourBusiness.com. Thanks, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Debbie, you've had such an influential podcast, clearly getting People's Choice Awards, so such a rock star. Good on you for that. How has this podcast really changed your business?
Well, it's helped me to become probably the most connected person that I personally know in the area of spiritual entrepreneur, in the industry that I'm in. Uh-huh. It's helped to build relationships that I would not normally have. I mean, it's given me opportunities to get training, like force training every week from people that are in my industry that I normally wouldn't be able to have access to. Because you can really go up to anyone and say, hey, by the way, do you do podcast interviews? I'd love to have you on my show. And you
yes.
can ask anybody that, right? And so so it's caused me to actually grow and develop in ways, over the last 4 years that have been surprising. It's opened up stages for me. It's gotten me really high paid clients that are like the best, most ideal clients because mm-hmm. we've already developed the relationship.
Yes.
It's done so much for my business overall. And it's also inspired a whole new product line for me where I help people do that for themselves too. So it's helped me to help people express the voice of their soul in the world through their own platform. And that is something that I'm passionate about. So yeah, it's just been a gift.
Yeah, and all the recognition that I've received in the real estate community isn't because I'm the best lender out there. It's because I'm the best lender getting people connected and showcasing their business through my radio show. So it's just exactly what you said is, it just really levels things up. So how do you find your, we've talked a little bit about finding guests for your show, but what is your technique and the best way to find great guests?
Yeah, so I've had some that have just kind of fallen in my lap that have been great. But mm-hmm. when I was starting to grow my show, there's one of the things that I did, it's super simple, is I started off with people that I already knew. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the episode, I would say, so now that you've been on the show and you know what it's about, who is the top one or two people that you know that would be absolutely perfect
yeah.
to be featured on the show? And I would just zip it and then wait and see what they would say. And I've gotten so many connections and recommendations. And from there, you just keep asking that question. And I've also gone up to people that I've seen on stage. If you're in an industry where maybe you have a partnership relationship or an affiliate relationship with a company, mm-hmm. you can invite the owner of the company onto the show and interview them and then share your link, right?
Yes.
But it's a way of people connecting you to other people has been the easiest way. And one of the other recommendations that I got, I was hanging out with Pat Flynn, who also has his own show at a meetup downtown. Mm-hmm. He said, if you look in Facebook too, you can go into groups on Facebook and search the industry that you're in, maybe some topics that you might want to feature, and then see who has large groups that have that title
yes.
or that topic area, and then invite them on the show. And they'll most likely share it with their entire group, too. So it's another way to kind of grow into different areas of ideal guests.
Yeah, great. Great idea, Debbie. And once your show gets up and going, it's really effortless because people want to come in. And I love how, we always ask for, hey, who do you know that's the best and the best in their industry representing something that has to do with money? Love to offer them to showcase their business. And these people want to go ask because they want to say, hey, I've been in the show. Listen. And oh, by the way, I've got a great favor. I'm going to be able to connect you with the host and co-host of the Money Hour. And, it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, let me ask you, why podcasts? Why do you think that's the best choice of all other media?
Really, I think it is definitely that, just the deep connection that you can have. And also for me, I don't like to do video really that much. It's easy. I can come in, and I've actually batched things, you know, the one timing your business. I've batched 7 months of episodes already. They're pre-done. Nice. And ready to go. So, you know, the time saver in that, I did them all in a week, and now I've got those already loaded and ready for the rest of the year. And I can invite people in. I have pockets where I can fill people in, but you can also, it's evergreen content, and it's something that you can just do once, have it put up there, and it's, you know, serving people all over. And there's people that are already loving podcasts, listening to them in their car. It's kind of becoming the new radio, you know. It's just a great medium, and there's a huge, we're on a hockey stick curve. Like, we're going up the curve right now. It's just growing. There's been, I think it was over 500 million or something was put into a podcast grab by Spotify. They purchased Gimlet, and they purchased Anchor. So Gimlet's kind of the high end of the industry, and then Anchor, the low end, and there's a lot of advertising dollars going into it. And that's a good sign that it's here to stay and it's moving in that direction. And even Apple, you know, took their iTunes and broke it out into Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, because it's becoming its own product line.
Yeah, and I love that with our new podcast. We'll be on Apple and Spotify and all the major ones. So really, really excited for that, Devi. Well, Devi, thank you so much for chatting with the listeners today. And I want to give another shout out. If you want to connect with Devi to get your own podcast started, go to 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50, or online at themoneyhour.com. Debbie, you're a true inspiration and just a beautiful woman, and I'm happy to have been connected with you. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Tina. Thanks so much for having me. I feel the same about you.
Thanks. And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Signing off for the day, 1150 AM KKNW. We'll be here same time, same place next weekend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.